I can only speak from my findings, and you know, there must be millions of people out there listening to this saying, I can never do this. I was one of those. I was skeptical to start with, but I thought, what have I got to lose? And if you just follow the plan of what you set out, and the exercises that you give are very sort of flexible anyway, if there's any issues, you will address them. And people, if you just follow that, then, you know, it's in your hands, and it is, you will lose weight and get better.
You were just listening to Tim, another success story from our legendary Lean coaching program. What's up, my friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Legendary Life Podcast. I'm your host, celebrity trainer and high performance health coach, Ted Rice. This is a podcast for men and women who are looking to boost their energy and upgrade their health. So get ready to learn proven health, fitness, and mindset strategies to unlock your full potential. So let me ask you a question. Are you in your 40s, 50s, or older, and you believe that you're too over the hill to make changes? Maybe you think your hormones are out of whack. Maybe you think you're estrogen dominant if you're a woman. Maybe you think you have low testosterone if you're a man, and because of your age, you're just not going to be able to get into great shape. You're not going to be able to lose the fat. You're not going to be able to build that lean toned body. And you know what? Also, your metabolism has slowed down because hashtag age, right? No, I don't think so. And you are going to hear exactly why that's wrong today when Tim, a 56-year-old engineer from Wales in the UK, is going to share his success story from being in my legendary lean coaching program, where he's lost quite a bit of weight, put on quite a bit of muscle, and completely changed not only his body, but also his life, his outlook, and his energy levels. And what I want to tell you is the reason why we're sharing this in part is because Legendary Lean is now open for a limited amount of time for a limited number of people. And if you, after listening to this episode, want in on this transformation opportunity, if you want to get the type of results that you are going to hear Tim talk about, then stop messing around. It's time to get this area of your life handled. Go to legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching. That's legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching, and join now. If you want to be part of a group where you're going to lose fat, you're going to know exactly what to eat, you're going to know exactly what workout to follow, and any obstacles that come up along the way, you have me, a coach with over 19 years of experience helping people get into the best shape of their lives, in your corner. If you want that type of powerful transformational experience in both your body and your life, or maybe you just want to lose a couple pounds of fat, this is the program for you. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to Tim and his experience. I know you're going to love this. Be ready to get inspired by Tim's transformation story. Hey, Tim. Thanks for coming on and sharing your story today.
Okay, Ted, you're most welcome.
I'm really excited to have you on. You are the first UK person that has come on and shared their story. So you're first, and that's really cool. In fact, we were just exchanging some stories about the UK and the food and how I was there earlier and how the food has changed a bit. So it's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's start off like this. Can you please introduce yourself for the people who are listening right now?
Sure. My name is Tim. I'm a 56-year-old male, obviously, from Wales in the UK. And I'm an electronics engineer by trade. So I travel around quite a lot. And that's where I was first introduced to your podcast.
Yeah. And you told me about it before we started recording. And what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about at first, before we talk about how you found the podcast and how you ended up taking the plunge with Legendary Lean, is what type of situation were you in before? When I asked you to fill out your questionnaire, you had told a story that you were in pretty good shape, but then you had a family, career started taking off, And then, as you just stated, as an electronics engineer who travels quite a bit, you're probably pretty sedentary in general. At least your work is pretty sedentary. It's all mental work. You're obviously a really smart guy to be an engineer, but it has you seated for a lot of the time. Can you talk about your situation and what led up to finding the podcast or wanting to make a change in your health?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it was up until sort of my two children arrived. I was fairly active at that stage, doing circuit training, various things like that. But when the children arrived, everything gets put on the back burner. And I sort of got put weight on more and more over the years. And you don't realize it just creeps up on you. And over the last sort of year, I've been trying different things, trying to do it myself. And, you know, you might lose a couple of pounds, but, you know, it would creep back on. I didn't really have a fixed sort of regime which I could stick to. And I was easily falling in and back out of it. And that's where it really was sort of failing.
And you mentioned that you had been trying all the hot things, and in particular, you mentioned intermittent fasting. What can you talk a little bit about your intermittent fasting experience?
Yeah, sure. I was doing what over here it's called the 5-2 diet, where for 5 days you eat normally and 2 days you fast, and it was working to a small degree. You know, you would lose a couple of pounds. But it really wasn't a kickstart for me. It didn't seem to work as well as I had expected.
Mm, yeah. And like you mentioned, you kept going back and forth. So let's talk about how you found the podcast in that moment that you decided, hey, listen, I need to do something about my health. Did you find the podcast first, or did you have that moment where you knew you needed to do something differently? What came first and what transpired afterward?
Sure. Well, it was actually last December, and I'd been listening to other fitness podcasts, just put in a quick search in, see what I could find, listening to a few here and there. But it wasn't until sort of a New Year's Eve party at a friend's house where there was horrendous amounts of food and, you know, lots of drinks. And I was sat there on that evening, and I didn't really feel comfortable with myself. Obviously, over Christmas, most people eat too much. And I sat down, and I actually went into another room to get away from sort of most of the other people there. And I thought, you really have to do something about this, Tim. You know, it's not going to get any better. So you've really got to, you know, to do something to change the way that you feel at the moment. And that was the sort of seed that I used to sort of, you know, to set my goal to get fit. And also then I realized that my son is graduating next month. So I set my son's graduation as a goal, as a life goal, for me to get in shape, because I thought, you know, if I can't use that as a goal, then, you know, what else could I do?
Right. And Tim, you had mentioned that your son was a bit concerned about you. Was that something he voiced, or was that just a feeling you got? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. The kids and the wife were all saying, oh, come on, Dad, let's do some exercise. And, you know, I would think, well, why do I need to? But then you realize that you think, come on, you need to do something about this. Reality sort of clicked in as soon as you looked in a full-length mirror and you thought, yeah, oh, yeah, they're right. And but they were quite subtle about it. They weren't really sort of shouting at me or anything, and because they know I don't react that way. But once I told my wife and the children what I was doing, they were extremely pleased, and that I was actually starting to do something. And that's when I sort of, you know, after I made that conscious decision that I wanted to do something, then I stumbled across your podcast, literally stumbled across it by a search on my phone, because I wanted to listen to something between jobs. And I listened to one of your earlier podcasts, and I thought, wow, this is for me. And I just downloaded a couple more and went onto your website and explored it. And I thought, I really liked the way that you were putting things across. And, you know, the plan, you know, I had no idea whether it would work for me or not. And I thought, I'm going to take a chance. I've got nothing to lose anyway. And you were offering money back thing, but that never even crossed my mind as soon as I started it.
Very cool. And for those of you listening who may not be aware exactly of what Tim's talking about, if you're new to this show, he's talking about my legendary Lean program. And Tim, so you found it. In fact, you shared this story with me that you were on one of the live webinars that I did, and you were asking questions. What made you decide, hey, listen, I'm going to give this a chance?
It was strange, because obviously there are so many things that I could have done. And at the time, it may sound bizarre that there's me having my fitness instructor in Miami, where you were at the time,
right,
guiding me from Wales in the UK. But it doesn't matter one jot, because you could be a mile down the road. Everything that I needed to actually perform my weekly and daily goals were set by you. So you just get on with it. It makes absolutely no difference where you are.
Yeah, that's such a great point, because a lot of people probably are a little bit concerned about that. And Tim, I want to ask you, so you did the program for 3 months, and now you're doing a second stint with me, a second 3 months.
Yeah.
What were your results in that first 3 months? Because I market myself. I say, hey, you're going to lose 4 to 6 pounds in the first week. And I make a lot of claims about the program. Can you tell me what your experience was and whether your experience was in line with what I said? And I want you, obviously I'm putting you on the spot, but I want you to be 100% honest with me and with everybody listening.
Yeah, sure. My first week, and I started off, I was religious in following the plan that you'd set out. And I think in my first week, I lost 5 pounds.
Cool. And sorry for making you do pounds, by the way.
No, we still use pounds, actually. Well, no, actually, the Brits are still, they tend to use pounds. It's the EU are trying to adopt the kilograms. But I'm old school anyway with my age. I was brought up on pounds and stones. So, yeah, but so I was really pleased within the first couple of weeks. I saw immediate results, and that is so beneficial for your confidence in drive and you thinking I can do this.
Yeah, and we do that on purpose. I don't want people to join and then say, hey, listen, in like 5 weeks you're really going to start to notice a small difference. So we do put you through a little bit of a tough spot in the beginning. We put you on something that we know is going to get you results. But you went through it, you did it religiously. Was it difficult for you?
The most difficult thing for myself was not the actual meal plans that you were setting. In fact, I still love those today. I love chicken, vegetables. That's fine, no problem. The biggest worry for me at that stage was in your plan, you're saying no alcohol, and you know I'd like to have an occasional drink on the weekend. And it was at that stage where there was a big rugby competition over it here in the UK, and normally, you know, you you go down to the pub and with all your friends to watch the games or surround someone's house. And I thought, I'm going to have to not, if I'm going to do this seriously, then I'm going to have to follow the plan. And I announced that I wasn't drinking, and everyone was quite taken aback. But it was totally different reaction than I thought it would have been, because instead of criticizing me or mocking me, they actually were really supportive, which boosted my confidence even more.
That's such a great point to make. And not everybody is so supportive with our coaching clients when they make that announcement, but to hear that from you and your friends, and I remember our conversation on the app where you said that, and I was just very happy for you, and I'm glad. And for anyone listening right now, that's how important we are to the people in our lives. If we're not supporting them when they're trying to do something better for themselves, you're really, really doing a huge disservice. So always keep that in mind. And if you're on the other side where you feel like you are a supportive person, but people aren't supporting you, it's really important to seek out that support from elsewhere. And we try to do that in the app. So Tim, I want to talk to you a little bit about the workouts, because we have two options. We have a gym workout. Actually, we have a few different options. We do a woman's workout, a man's workout, but we give people an option to either work out in the gym or work out with a band and body weights program at home. And that's what you chose to do. So you got these great results. How much weight did you lose in the first 3 months?
In the first 3 months, it was just over a stone. And
how much is that for our U.S. listeners, or non-UK listeners?
That was sort of 14 pounds.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, I could feel a difference straight away. You can feel it coming off, you know, with myself. It came off my sort of neck and my chest and my stomach. That came off, you know, quite quickly. It was around about that sort of 14 pound mark. But I started off on the resistance band. I decided to go for the resistance band route. And a lot of that was down to perhaps a bit of low self-esteem in respect to the condition my body was in. And I didn't really want to go down to the gym and sort of scare everyone away, you know. So I decided to go through the resistance band, because I could also do things at my own pace at the time that I, you know, chose to do it without having too much disruption, you know, on the family either. And obviously after the 3 months, you've already know that I switched to the weights, but I'm glad that I started off on resistance bands, because it was a gradual introduction, and I think it laid a good foundation for me then moving on to the weights, which I'm really enjoying. I didn't think that I would, but I'm really enjoying.
That is so good to hear. And I want to bring something else up, because you had mentioned in your questionnaire that you had some knee issues. So you didn't, we've had to work to, what I'm trying to get at is we had to work together to change some of the exercises that you did so that it wouldn't aggravate any of your knee issue, any of your joint issues. Can you talk a little bit about your experience and whether I, you know, helped you enough? What was that like?
My main concern on beginning any sort of exercise regime like this was that I had not only some knee issues, but that I've subsequently discovered was caused by the actual weight that I was carrying, because my knees now are so much better. You know, I can do exercises now that I could never have done with starting out. But I'd also had an ankle injury as well, and some of the exercises I couldn't do because I couldn't put the weight on the one leg. So I tried them and they didn't work out because my ankle or knee was sort of giving way. And you said no problem and gave me another exercise, which was, you know, exercise in roughly the same muscle group, but without putting too much stress on those joints. And I'd also had some lower back issues, which again, I was really conscious of. But I'm just going to touch some wood here, because 6 months down the road, I've not had an episode of any back problems. So all this has benefited me without question.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you were saying you felt your back as you were getting out of bed. Didn't you, during the first 3 months, have a little bit of an issue where your back was out for a little bit?
Yeah, I had to stop exercises for just over a week. I just had a muscle spasm. I crawled out of bed one Saturday morning and just walked around the house a little bit. And I just had a spasm and I was curled up on the floor. I had to see a chiropractor to try and get things popped back in position. But since that very day, and I've carried on doing all the exercises, I've not been back since.
Excellent.
So I the only thing that I can think of, and you'll probably know better, Ted, is that it's increased my core strength, because I realize now I have ribs and abdominal muscles.
That is so
I can
cool
feel my
hear.
Ribs.
That is great to hear, Tim. And man, I'm so proud of you. You've made such a great transformation. Your photos show that. Just hearing you, obviously this is the first time that we're getting to speak. Well, maybe not obvious for other people, but it's just so great to hear that. And what can you say to people who are on the fence about joining the program? Because like you mentioned, it's like, man, do I really want to hire some guy all the way in, you know, like I'm in Thailand right now. Do I really want to hire someone on the other side of the world? Is it really going to work for me, this thing that he talks about? What about the workouts? What if I have some problems and I can't follow the workouts? Can you talk about what would you say to someone who is on the fence?
Oh, sure. Just do it. Absolutely do it. Anyone can do it. The exercises that you give, they're easy. Obviously, you set them according to the person. If you find out that they have any injuries or issues, but if you just follow them and do them, then you will get results. There's no question. And I think everyone is. I could be accused of being a skeptic. I gave this. I thought I'm going to try it. And I just followed exactly what you said to do with the exercises. And I worked out every day, you know, and that includes sort of going for walks, etc. And, you know, you just see results. So if someone out there is thinking about doing this and they're really serious, then do it, because it will give you results.
Love that, Tim. And just one more question for you. You talked about how you were feeling when you first joined the program, and I read that in the questionnaire. We have everybody fill out a questionnaire, so I understand your situation, what your limitations are, what your expectations are. And what I want to know now is, how do you feel about going to your son's graduation?
Oh, I am so looking forward to it. The only dilemma I have now is I have to buy some new trousers. I can fit in clothing that I couldn't fit in for the last three, four years. So I'm so looking forward to that. And that was my burning desire. I think that's the key word, that I really wanted to, to make him proud of what I look like and for us to be there with him as well. And I use that as ammunition on my fitness quest.
Yeah. And I love hearing that. I often joke with clients that I'm going to end up costing them more money than what they paid for the program, because they will have to go shopping, right?
Yeah. I've dropped down over sort of two sizes at least trousers, but that the biggest sort of buzz I've had, apart from, you know, of losing all this fat that was underneath, was that, you know, I've had people sort of pass me by that I've known, and they said, wow. And I thought, oh, great. They can't believe, they said, wow, what have you been doing? So I, you know, that's a great feeling, actually.
It feels like you said, you felt like that old couch that was busting at the seams and ripped up.
Oh yeah.
And you feel like maybe you've turned back the clock a little bit. Did you think that you were in a position where you weren't able to come back from with your knees, your back, your weight at that point?
Yeah, well, at that stage, before I started out on this sort of fitness plan, I thought the only thing that I could do is probably just go out on a bike or go swimming. I never thought that I would be able to do, you know, barbell presses or any sort of other weight, you know, weight exercises. And I'm finding that, you know, I can bend down so much easier. I feel far more mobile, and you know, it's done so much for me.
That's so great to hear, Tim. And one more question that I'm very curious. You've talked about your transformation. You've lost several sizes in your pants. You just talked about how you can bend down easier now. You feel more mobile. You'll feel stronger. You've had less episodes with your back. But what has changed in you, if anything? What's changed in you psychologically? What was the biggest change, biggest non-physical change for you?
Well, I've heard it before when people say, oh, I feel so much more confident. And you do. It's strange to try and comprehend that, but because you feel so much better about yourself, you feel lifted by the fact that you don't look, you know, out of shape. You feel you look good, and you look forward to doing exercises. But mentally as well, I felt a lot clearer as well. My mind wasn't as foggy, you know, but I was getting up earlier in the morning, and it's just helped all around. It's a really strange thing to pinpoint, but it's certainly all positive, I can assure you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for attempting to pinpoint. It is kind of difficult sometimes. We start to work on our bodies, and all of a sudden our energy level is better. We wake up earlier in the morning because we're getting better sleep. And so many things happen.
Sure.
Yeah. But Tim, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. Did you have something you wanted to follow up with?
No, that's great. It's just that I'm, initially, you know, when I first started out on the plan, my wife took some photographs of me at the start. I was afraid to look at those. It was only when you were sort of saying, you know, do you have any progress photos? And I was really reluctant to submit those. But now when I look in a mirror, I feel so much better in my mind, saying you're looking good. And I'm not finished. I really realize what I'm capable of doing.
Wow. That's powerful, Tim. Thanks so much for sharing that. Because, I remember that. I was giving you a hard time. I'm like, come on, Tim, where are the photos, Tim? Where are the photos? And you wouldn't give them to me.
I'll send you some more soon, and they are better. I have to say, since I've been doing the weights, you know, it's improved areas that were perhaps a little bit slow. The weight regime has kicked in even more. And you were right when you said that, because you were actually the one that suggested that I go on to the weight regime, and it's sort of helped address a few areas, notably around my chest, and so I'll update you with photographs of those in due course.
Can't wait. So Tim, you're saying I might know a little something about helping people get results then?
Absolutely. I have no reservations, and I can only speak from my findings and, you know, there must be millions of people out there listening to this saying, I can never do this. I was one of those. I was skeptical to start with, but I thought, what have I got to lose? And if you just follow the plan of what you set out, and the exercises that you give are very sort of flexible anyway, if there's any issues, you will address them. And people, if you just follow that, then, you know, it's in your hands, and it is, you will lose weight and get better for sure.
Beautiful, Tim. Thank you so much. It was great to connect with you and in this way and actually speak to you. Thanks so much for taking the time to do this, Tim. I know you've inspired a lot of people and hopefully brought some people closer to taking action in their lives. And I know it's so hard out there. So many people are promoting things, but when someone like yourself shares their story, that's just more powerful than anything I could say or any marketing I could ever do. So thank you so much, Tim. I'm very proud of
you. You're welcome, Ted.
And very thankful.
Yeah. And I'm very thankful for you, Ted, because I certainly wouldn't be in this position without your help.
Beautiful. Wow, what an incredible story. I would usually say that I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, but let me tell you something. There's no way you enjoyed that as much as me, because I've had that relationship with Tim. I've seen what he looked like, and I've heard what he felt like when he first signed up to the program. And just to be part of that transformation, to be his guide, his coach during that experience, and to hear him rave about his experience and how satisfied he is and how he looks at life differently, how he's going to show up to his son's graduation standing up tall and proud and two pant sizes smaller, that's priceless for me. And that's why I do what I do. And what I want to ask you right now is, how many more of these are you going to listen to before you take action and sign up and do something about it? How many more? You've heard Sarah, you've heard Rich, you've heard Kevin, you've heard Art, you've heard Todd, you've heard Tim. And these are just the people who've given us their before and afters, who've allowed us to share them, and who have been so gracious as to share not only that information about them, but also their time to come on and talk about their experience in the program. There are many other success stories who were a bit too shy to do that. And we have many more success stories that are going to come on and share their story that I haven't even put out yet. But my question is, how much more convincing do you need to give it a try? I mean, I give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. And I want to say right now that this isn't for everyone. Some of you, this is going to be too much for. Okay, this is a body transformation. People get dramatic results in this program. You heard Tim talk about his loss of 14 pounds, but you know what? He lost way more than that, because he talked about the change in the scale. He didn't talk about how much body fat, his change in body fat percentage, which was what much greater, because he was in the gym working out. He was following that meal plan, and it takes work. And if you're not ready for that commitment, then this isn't for you. This is for people who are ready, who are tired of messing around, hopping from one diet to the next, or hopping from one free online program or workout program you got on bodybuilding.com or Shape Magazine or Men's Health Magazine, and you're ready to make a difference. You want to make a serious change. It's for serious people. And if that's you, stop messing around. Let's work together. I will ensure that you get results. I make sure you do. I communicate with you. I ensure that you do. And if you want me as your coach, and if you want me to guarantee your results in the program, because like I said, we offer you a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't get results in the first 30 days, you ask for your money back. And what I say is, I guarantee you results in the first week. And you've heard that over and over again. Listen to every before and after story. You've heard it over and over again. In fact, Tim lost 5 pounds in the first week is what he said. And ladies and gentlemen, these are not paid actors. Okay. These are people, real people, someone just like you, someone just like you listening right now, who didn't believe they could do it, who didn't believe me. Well, actually, Tim said he did believe me because he listened to the podcast for a while, but he was still skeptical about the results he was going to get because he didn't believe that they were going to be that good. But yet here he is, he signed up again. And when someone not just talks about their experience, but also backs it up by where they put their money, now that's something you want to pay attention to, especially repeat business. Anyway, the point is, if you are ready for this, I am ready to be your coach. I'd love to have you in the program. I'd love for you to be a success story. That's what I want for you. I want success for you. And if you want that, and if you want me as your coach, and you want to be experiencing the same type of dramatic results that every single person who follows the program in my Legendary Lean Coaching group does, or what they get, then go to legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching. That's legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching and sign up now. I hope this inspired you. I hope you got a little needed kick in the butt from my little ranting and raving. And I hope you have an amazing week. And mostly, I hope that you stop messing around and you start taking action. You pull the trigger, you take the plunge, you sign up and give what I'm selling a try. Have an amazing week and speak to you soon.